WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. That was Jennifer Teft and The Strange, who have a show this Saturday night at the Burren, along with Little Billy Lost. Once again, Jennifer Teft and The Strange and Little Billy Lost. They'll be at the Burren this Saturday. WMFO in Medford, as I just said. I'll be up after three songs with Kristen Ack. We'll talk all about Bumblebee Radio. And she's been flying around in helicopters, putting on the traffic for a bit. So we'll touch on that as well. But I'm going to play three songs first, and we'll be back. This is a song by Ali X.
original. I can claim the dreamer from the dream. Make it feel everything you've never even seen. Yeah, it's been a long, a long, a long, a long, a long, a long. You've been my favorite for a long time. Stitching for the faces.
WMFO in Medford. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Just heard Fontaine's DC, great new release called Romance. That song was Favorite. Green Day with Coma City off Saviors, and Aliax with Weird World from Girl With No Face. I'm here with Kristen Eck. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's
so awesome to be back here again.
I know. It's a cool, like, old-style radio station. Not many of them left.
I know. This is a classic college radio station. I love the decor in here. I love the records along the walls. It brings me back to my days in college radio.
The whole vibe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so,
That new Fontaines D.C. album is through the roof, by the way.
Yeah.
I bought that on vinyl and have listened to it start to finish about 70 times.
Yeah, I just got it like 3 days ago. We were talking about it before we went on, and yeah, it's fantastic. And I listened to the whole thing through once, but there'll be many more.
Oh, yes. You won't regret it.
Yeah. And it will be, as I'm sure, on your, it'll be in the airplay, and it'll be on the airwaves here for quite a bit, because it is a fantastic release by them.
I'm onto the third single off the record on Bumblebee Radio now.
Yeah, Bumblebee Radio is the main reason we're here. We're going to talk a whole lot about Bumblebee Radio, but I want to go before Bumblebee. We're going to go pre-Bumblebee for a bit, and I write some stuff down. It was 88 when you began down the Cape with, I guess you'd call it your radio career. Were you on the...
Yeah. So, yeah, it was September 1988. I started at 90.7 WKKL, which is Cape Cod Community College's radio station. And then a few months later, in December, I landed my first commercial radio job at what was at that time called WOCB. It was an AM-FM simulcast station, which was bankrupt, played elevator music during the day and TalkNet at night.
So that was so starting out in 88, you just liked... radio,
I liked radio since I was a kid. So when I was about 4 years old, this would be 1974.
I wasn't going to ask.
I confiscated my parents' little leather-bound Westinghouse AM radio and would not give it back. And from the age of four, I had that little radio on all the time.
That's crazy.
And I would sometimes steal my mother's vacuum cleaner hose and pretend that was the microphone and would do my own little commercial, my own little set breaks with the vacuum cleaner hose.
Not many people know at the age of four what they want to do, but you did. You were there.
Well, there were a few other things I thought I wanted to do along the way. Meteorologist, astronomer. But it ended up being radio.
All news-related stuff.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You were struck with that, smitten with that at an early age.
Yeah, yeah. Dale Dorman on WRKO is my first favorite DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I still credit him partially for why I'm in the business now. Because of being inspired by Dale Dorman.
Yeah. Wow. And so you started early, and at the time in the early 90s, is that when the helicopter thing came up in 97?
97, yes.
That's correct. And how did that come about?
I was working on the Cape. WOCB had then become WXTK, which was one of the very first 50,000-watt FM talk radio stations in the country. And I was the operations manager for them. And I was in... Cape Cod Radio does not pay very well.
So, but was it mostly talk radio?
On that station?
Yeah.
Yeah. By that point, when WOCB had become WXTK, then they were talk 24 hours a day. The music, all of the music was gone. I never thought that I was going to be in news and talk radio. I wanted to be in music radio. But as my career path is unfurled, or whatever you want to call it.
Unfurled is good.
I've spent most of my career in news and talk radio, which is, it happened. So I was working at WXTK, was not making a ton of money. I needed to make a little more. And I found out there was a new traffic service starting in Boston, and that they needed some announcers to help them out, and that they had landed WBZ Radio as a client. So I called them up, and then they said, send a tape and resume up, which I did. And they said, we'll give you Sunday afternoons. So I went up there for our first operations meeting and found out that they needed some assistant producers. And the person that was going to be my new boss there said, if you have any friends that would like to get their foot in the door in the radio business and be an assistant producer for us, we have some hours. You won't be able to be on the air, but at least it's a way to get started. So after the meeting, I walked into his office. I said, I know someone who will take those assistant producer hours. And he's like, oh, really? Who? And I said, me. I'll take them.
Wow.
So with those producer hours and then my Sunday shift, I had a total of 27 hours a week. Which was going to pay me twice as much as I was making as a full-time operations manager on the Cape, went back to the Cape and quit my job there.
Right. So
and went to Boston.
And you were up in a helicopter right away, were you?
So it was about a week in after we started that
you became the traffic person.
The same boss walks into the into our little op center.
Yeah.
And makes this announcement to all of us in there and says, "We still don't have a backup reporter for Joe Morgan in the helicopter."
That's right. If you
have any friends you know that would like to be a backup helicopter reporter and aren't afraid of flying, let me know. So as soon as that meeting was over, I walked right back into his office and said, "I've got a helicopter reporter for you." Me.
And so, but this was spanking brand new. I was it not to report traffic from the up in the sky in that helicopter?
Oh, no, I mean, well, Joe Green was...
No, for you, I mean.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. I'd never been up in a helicopter before. And
so
I said, do it.
Was it somewhat frightening at first? No, you didn't really care?
I didn't...
Like, first flight up in
I wasn't helicopter. Really concerned. When we took off for the first time, one of the things that, depending on how much everybody in the helicopter weighs, how powerful the particular helicopter is, a lot of times they'll have to point the nose down as they're picking up speed, because that's how you pick up speed in a helicopter, is you point the thing down and use gravity.
And this was unbeknownst to you probably at the time that that's what you had to do.
Right. Yeah. So all of a sudden we're quote unquote taking off,
right.
But I'm looking like right down
funny.
Through the windshield into the ground as we're taking off. So that was interesting.
That's funny.
But
were you like, you could have given me a heads up that we'd be looking like we were going to imminently crash. But once you get by that, you said,
no,
okay,
I loved it. I loved it right from the start. I really did.
All kinds of weather, I imagine.
Yeah, we've flown in snow squalls. We've flown in rain. We've flown a little too close to thunderstorms sometimes. That not recently. If my boss is listening, we haven't done that recently.
No more. Yeah. Wow. And how long are you up?
So we're up 2.5 hours in the morning from 6 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. and then 4 to 6 in the afternoon. So 2 hours in the afternoon.
That's a long. That sounds to me like a long time.
Well, there's a 6.5 hour lunch break in between.
Which is nice.
That is nice.
But I'm saying when you're on the air, that you must cover a lot of ground.
We do. We've gone out as far west as Sturbridge, as far south as Providence and the Cape. And as far north as Kennebunk, Maine, and Concord, New Hampshire.
You get around in that helicopter. Have you had the same pilot all those years?
Oh, no. I've had
many pilots. You're the mainstay. The pilots, they come and
well,
go.
Well, see, the thing is, so the main helicopter that I fly in for WBZ, that's a Robinson R-44, which is a piston-driven helicopter. It's a smaller one. Yeah. And as far as pilots go, flying an R-44 is not very sexy. Everybody wants to fly the jet helicopters.
Okay.
So as soon as one of my pilots accumulates enough hours in the R-44, then they go bye-bye and go find a jet helicopter to fly.
So I find that all fascinating. That's a cool story.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun job.
And you get the... You get the break in the middle, so you do have some downtime.
Well, during the summer, there's a lot of times I spend that break in the middle sitting on Good Harbor Beach up in Gloucester.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because you're in Beverly now, right?
Yep. So that's like a 15-mile drive over to Good Harbor. Mm. Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I asked Kristen to pick some songs, and I asked to pick local songs that she'd want to hear that I can play. And I don't usually do that. Yeah, this is kind of a rarity for me to ask. As we discussed, I don't really do... This isn't really a request, but generally I don't ask people, so... Thanks for doing this.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
We're going to play two of those.
Okay.
And we're going to come and talk about them, and then we'll get into Bumblebee Radio, and there's a lot going on there.
Okay.
But right now, this is Duck and Cover.
Yeah, you think you're clear. We'll be right back.
All right. That was This Bliss, a song called One Day. And before that, Duck and Cover with Girl from Nowhere. Want to tell us a bit about those two, why you chose those two?
This Bliss is a husband-wife duo out of Somerville, so they're right from next door here in Medford. It's Jess Baggia and Nick Zampillo. They've been releasing singles for a couple of years now. They've been on Bumblebee Radio since about 2021, I want to say. And this is part of a new EP that's going to be coming out next month, September 13th. You can actually pre-order it now over on their Bandcamp page and get that song we just heard, which was called One Day.
Yep.
And there's another single off it that's available now that you can get when you pre-order the EP. But I was really impressed with that tune that we just heard, and that did make it into the top 10 on Bumblebee Radio. The second song was from Duck and Cover, who have been in the Boston music scene for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And they have a double-sided 7-inch EP that came out at the beginning of August on Rumbar Records that's called Trash Fest. And so they split the EP with the Downhauls. And you can get that, as I said, on vinyl on Rumbar Records. That tune from Duck and Cover that we heard, which is called Girl from Nowhere, features Chrissy V from the Downhauls helping out with vocals. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that just happens to be the number one song of the week in the Bumblebee Radio Top 10 this week.
Yeah, Downhauls are a great band in their own right.
Yes, they are.
And so Bumblebee Radio, how long has Bumblebee Radio been around, and what gave you the motivation and impetus to start? To me, that sounds like a massive undertaking to start your own radio station, basically.
It is. And I wasn't sure. I really didn't know just how much work I was getting myself into until I was immersed in it. And I'm like, my goodness. But it was something I had always kind of had this little dream in the back of my head that maybe someday someone would allow me to run their music radio station and do what I wanted with it. And
kind of like a program director, but another step up.
Right, yeah. A program director with lots of power.
Yeah.
And then, reality hits you after a while. And like, nobody's going to let you do that in this day and age. Not with a commercial radio frequency. Even the people that do become program directors have very little say over the music that they actually put on the radio station. They get emailed a list with a bunch of songs, and here's the scores. Make sure you put in enough of these songs at these high scores, and that's what you do at the end of the day. You don't get to really make up your own mind about it. So I had kind of given up on that idea, but had come back to this idea that I wanted to be in music radio again. I had gone and done my old college radio morning show at WKKL on the Cape. I went back there in 2007 and did a Friday morning show until 2013 when I moved to the helicopter full-time and couldn't drive down to the Cape anymore. So I didn't have a creative outlet musically on the radio, and I started to come up with this idea of coming up with a two-hour weekly radio program that I was going to pitch to college radio stations and see, or up college stations up here in the Boston area, and see if somebody would pick up the show. And one of the first stations that I was going to approach was the Salem State radio station.
I graduated from Salem State back in the day.
Oh, okay. So WMWM?
Yeah.
Were you on the air with them at the time?
No.
So that my game plan was to approach WMWM with the show idea, and then all of a sudden COVID struck.
Oh.
And the campus got shut down. Everybody's campus got shut down.
This one did, right? I had to do it from my kitchen.
My goodness. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh my God, I was so excited about this idea that I'm going to put this music show together, and it's going to be on the radio, and then my hopes were dashed. And I just had to sit there for a couple minutes, and we had lots of minutes at the start of the pandemic to think about things.
Right.
And I said, why not just make your own radio station? Then you can put whatever show you want on that. So that's what I did. I created Bumblebee Radio out of nothing. And
I want to say, a couple of years? How many? 2-3 years?
It's,
how long?
It's going to be 5 years in April.
I remember when at first you sent like spatterings and splatterings of it on Facebook. I would see it like Bumblebee Radio. I was like, what is this?
Who is that?
Exactly.
Bumblebee what?
And then I'm like, oh, it's like a real radio station, but it's a 24/7 thing.
Yeah, yeah. So it runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm on live Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon. That's the Bumblebee Brunch Show. That's where I introduce all the new music that I'm adding to the format that week. I would eventually like to expand Bumblebee Brunch out to other days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Been working on that. Hopefully, maybe before the 5th anniversary in April, we'll get some more Bumblebee Brunches on the air.
And this is because there's a ton of music, obviously, on this. So I imagine somewhat like this, you just have a system and you load songs in there that you like. And
yes, I have automation software and a dedicated computer that runs only the radio station. The computer is about the size of a sandwich.
Really?
It's this tiny little thing, and it runs the entire radio station.
Wow. Where do you find all your music?
So it started off that I had to go out and find a lot of the music, the new music that I was putting on there. So I was visiting, music blogs, music magazines online, listening to other radio stations, not in America.
Mm-hmm.
BBC has some good alternative radio stations over in Great Britain. But as time went by and more people started to learn about the existence of Bumblebee, I started getting more and more email. And now I have an avalanche of email that comes in from not only just individual artists, but from publicists. So I have like five different publicists in Great Britain alone that send music every week to me. At least four or five publicists in America, a couple in Australia, one in South Africa.
And you cull through all this by yourself.
Yeah, it's almost
that's
like
exhausting.
It's almost like a full-time job. It really is.
Yeah, because, I mean, I have a portion of that. Like, I have, like, two publicists that send me a lot of stuff and a label that sends, I have people send me a lot of stuff, but not nearly the magnitude that you're getting. But
It literally is like an avalanche in my email box.
Yeah.
I went away earlier last month. I went down to Wellfleet for a little four-day mm-hmm. weekend. And it was lovely because in the place that I stay in, there's no internet. there's a whisper of cell phone service. So you're basically off the grid, which was exactly what I needed. Yeah. But by the time I got home and looked in my email box, after not looking in it for 4 days, I was
like paralyzed for a minute.
Yes. Like, it was like, oh my goodness.
And most of it's probably pretty good, so...
Yeah, there's so much good music out there.
Ton of it.
When I hear, people our age complaining that there's no good music anymore, you're not looking in the right places.
Yeah, I always say that. You can say that you've given up trying to find it, that's fine, but to say that it's not there, you're just not looking.
Right,
or you're just listening to commercial radio, so you're not getting any of it.
Right.
Because you're either hearing the same songs...
Oh, commercial FM radio is dreadful.
Yeah, I haven't listened. I can honestly say I haven't listened to commercial radio in probably well over 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Well over 20 years. Because I discovered so much through local music, the internet, all these other sources that you just mentioned.
The last commercial FM station that I listened to was WFNX.
Yeah.
And when they went away, I was just like, all right, I'm done with that.
Yeah. And this stuff that we do, that you do, like even... Even FNX was locked into a format. It was a cool format because it's stuff that we liked.
Right.
But even they obviously, there was stuff they could not play, obviously, because it didn't fit in their genre. We don't have to worry about any genre.
Right. And they had to be concerned about advertisers and placating advertisers and producing ratings. And I don't worry about that.
Exactly.
I don't have any advertisers at Bumblebee.
Well, that's awesome. Let's touch for a minute on the local scene. Prior to Bumblebee, how much did you know about the locals? Did you go to shows? How much did you know about the local scene? And how now I know it's blown up. You get a ton of it, obviously, through the...
Oh, yeah. It's been amazing, the connections that I've been able to make and the friendships I've been able to make in the Boston music scene since Bumblebee started. And to answer your question, no, I really wasn't involved in the scene up here. Mm-hmm. I had been previously on the Cape. I was heavily involved in local music on Cape Cod with bands like the Incredible Casuals.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And some other bands that were there at the time. Yeah. Even put some local music showcase nights together featuring those bands. And I did start a very small internet radio station back in those days. It was called Subversive Green Radio. And it was an offshoot of a webzine that I worked on called Subversive Green Rhino. And our mission was to help local music. We would publish show dates when this band is playing out, take photos of them, put them up online. So I've always had a thing for local music and helping folks out with that. And then when Bumblebee started, the Boston music scene just came. It was a natural fit.
They embraced you.
Yeah. Well, and I embraced them.
Yeah. Well, because they're like all other local bands. They're looking for an avenue to be heard, and they're not going to go to, back in the day, do FNX, BCN. So we're their answer now. So
right.
People like Bumblebee and MFO and those type of stations are where these local bands are going to get heard.
And it's fun to have a mission like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'm going to play the other two songs that you requested. First, we're going to hear Lobina Falls.
Suddenly too late, I find I'm closer to the line, and I wonder if I'm in the clear or if I'm compromised. And when I look into the camera, it's another eye I see that's been watching every movement, taking everything for free.
From a time in history where a conversation meant so much to me, and you were talking to my face, eyes locked in place. Shadow
into days and we disappear. Losing touch as we pass a new year. Gazing down at the blue light, we don't say goodnight.
There you have it. That was the Brother Stereo with Time and History and Lovina Falls. Before that, with Tragedy. Go ahead.
Well, the Brother Stereo is a band that I didn't really know about until this summer when one of my American publicists sent this tune over to me. So they're a trio. They're from the Boston area. They're led by songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Michael Robert Kelly, who is related to Matt Kelly, the drummer from the Dropkick Murphys. So when I first got this in my email box, I was kind of expecting to hear something that sounds like Dropkick Murphys. And was blown away when I heard this. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is something completely different. And I absolutely love this tune. It's called...
Time
in History. Yep. I lost my place for a moment. Yep. But, and it's number 7 this week in the Bumblebee Radio Top 10. But very, I very happy to have learned about them.
Yeah. Yep. I got the I got it from the same publicist. Yeah. And same thing. I was like, wow, this is a departure from what you might think. But both great. I love the Dropkick Murphys, and I love that song. And like yourself, I think, we spread it out with the genres that we play and like.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's not just one thing on Bumblebee Radio, for sure. And we also heard Lavina Falls with Tragedy. That's her newest single that followed up her album, Calculating the Angle of Our Descent. And I just spoke with Valerie today, and she informed me that there is another single.
Ooh, I'm sure I'll get
it. Ready for release, but getting close to release. So I can't wait to hear the new one from her.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get it, and obviously we'll hear it.
And Tragedy was a former number one in the Bumblebee Radio Top 10.
How often do you do the Top 10
every Friday?
Okay.
So the Top 10 comes out Friday afternoon / evening, depending on what I've gotten myself wrapped up in.
So what does... It's 8:50, so I have to watch the clock at all times with my hour show here. But what is the future of Bumblebee? Do you have anything on the horizon? You also have some Bumblebee gear, don't you?
Yeah, so I just opened a Bumblebee Radio store. You can click on the shop button on the website, bumblebeeradio.com. And yeah, T-shirts, coffee mugs, mouse pads, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yep.
So that's neat to have that. And we finally got an iPhone app, not this past summer, but the summer before that. That was a little while to get that together. But the iPhone app works with Apple CarPlay, and the Android app works with Android Auto, too. So no matter which kind of smartphone you have, take Bumblebee in the car.
So bumblebee.com, they can go to it any time, and they're going to hear music.
They're going to hear music, yes.
And all selected by yourself.
All selected by me.
Still mind-boggling. So what does anything, what's the future of Bumblebee hold? Any plans for, or are you status quo for a bit? Or
No, I'm always working on, I have another show in development in addition to Bumblebee Brunch. I'll go ahead and let the name go, because it's still going to be a ways off. It'll be an evening show called Fireflies.
Okay.
Which will have kind of a more psychedelic ambient feel to it for a couple hours a night. I've been working on putting that one together for a few years now.
Wow.
And it's just like, there's just so many different jobs that I have to do for Bumblebee that I haven't quite gotten to that one yet. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Well, it's a great, great thing you've done. I was impressed out of the gate. I'm like, who does that? So,
who just starts an entire radio station?
No one I know of other than you. But that like self, like that does it all.
Right, right.
There are other stations have like, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 deep.
Well, Mark Skin Radio has a cast of thousands.
Exactly. So there are other online stations, obviously. But,
right.
But not many have pulled off what you have yet, though. That's
well,
impressive.
Believe me, I'd
that's
like impressive. Some help. If anybody wants to volunteer to help me, just get in touch.
You're available. For
somebody
help.
Wants to help me screen music, or even I've offered some people shows. I'm completely open to having other presenters, other DJs on Bumblebee Radio. So, in asking me about what are my future goals, I would love to have some other voices on the station.
And they would have? Would they do that like? Remotely and send it to you, or
they could do it that way. Yeah,
there's probably many options they could.
Well, I mean, I run the radio station out of my living room, so I don't want to have too many people popping into my living room every day to do an air shift.
Yeah. I guess.
The way I have it set up, a presenter, a DJ could voice track an entire program right from their kitchen,
exactly,
without a problem.
Like kind of we've done that here before. Like I did this show from my kitchen for a while during COVID, and things like that nature. I think Mark Skin people do it from various spots throughout the country. I don't think they're in a
and they do it live, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You talk about an enterprise and setting something like that up, where you have a radio station where everybody that's on is live.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty impressive.
There's cool stuff going on out there, people. So you can find music, great music. You're just going to look for it. And Bumblebee Radio is certainly one way to find it.
Thank you.
So thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
Yep, had a good time. We'll do it again.
I would love to.
But I got to get out of here in a few minutes. I was supposed to play. Yep, I'm going to play something by Flying Nuns.
Ooh, I've heard that one.
You've heard this one. You know this. And I'll be back and wrap things up in a couple minutes, but Flying Nuns. Thanks again, Kristen. I got to get out of here. That was Queen Bitch by Flying Nuns. I'm going to play a quick one by Carissa Johnson, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. Thanks for listening. Did you?
baby, I